G'day, Jenna. Good to be with you, mate. Nathan Brown from St Kilda was sent straight to the tribunal for that late bump on Adam Sard. They've just handed down, had a bit of to and fro on how much he should get. The tribunal deliberated for 2 minutes, mate, and he's got three matches. So his season is over and he misses the first game of next year.
Yeah, that's spewing for him. And your thoughts on that being handed down?
Well, Paul might have been, it might have even been a bit light. Your listeners might be able to help us out here because I can't recall whether it was actually happened to Jeff Farmer or he was playing for Fremantle. And he rented to somebody at Etihad Stadium. I reckon he got six. I might be wrong, but one of your listeners, they're very alert, mate.
I'm sure they will. 922-11-882. Give us a call. Is Brad on the right track there? And has the match review panel, the tribunal, have they got it right? The hit on Sard by Brown, is it worthy of 3 weeks? Give us a call. 922-11-882. A long servant from the Fremantle Football Club is parting ways.
Yes, Brad Lloyd, one of the first of... Look, it's a real tinderbox down there at the moment. I don't want to be speaking out of skill, but it feels as though there's quite a few that are looking to just want to get out of the place at the moment. But, we knew he was certainly in the hunt to get the footballing job to replace Andrew Mackay, and he's done that. He's been with Fremantle since 2008. He's worked a fair bit on the East Coast, and it wasn't that long ago. And you always read the tea leaves that he bought a property... or sold his property and bought another property in Melbourne, you think, well, must be thinking about moving back full-time. So, yeah, he's out of the place and he's off to Carlton.
We've seen some injuries to key players in top eight sides. Pretty, unlucky time of the year to be injured.
My word, and a bit of relief for West Coast too, because Jesse Hogan, Melbourne come to town this week to take them on, he's out. He's got a crack in his navicular bone, and that's the one that causes a lot of players, James Hurd and others. You know, certainly crueled their career. So they got onto it early, but he's definitely out for the remainder of the season. So there's a bit of a plus for West Coast going to the game on the weekend. Heath Shaw did a medial ligament. He's gone for the season from the Giants, so he won't be there for their finals campaign. So just in a nutshell, and Alex Johnson, of course, the good news story last week. Yeah. Now the bad news story, because he's been confirmed today that he's done his sixth ACL. Can you believe that? How unlucky. There's no Black Cats and there's no ladders up there in Sydney, I assure you of that.
Six knee recons. It's remarkable. I've never heard of a player coming back from any more than five. I mean, Alex Johnson, hats off to him, and fingers crossed for him and the rest of his future. I'm not sure where it'll take him, but hopefully he can recover, and I guess his health and his mental health is the main thing. Hey, Brad, what's your word on the street?
Yeah, it comes out of the Gold Coast today, Jenna. Stephen May, long been touted, wants to get out, wants to go to Collingwood. Collingwood interested in getting him, that type of thing. Well, I can tell you, he's staying. He's going to be staying. And look, he's had a little bit of off-field issues. I think he was supposed to be getting married in November, December this year. Unfortunately, that's been called off. But I'm pretty sure that his manager walked into the club last Friday and said, we are keen to stay, and I think they're keen to have him now. Now that he's committed, I think they will try and build a team around him, Jenna. So I'm tipping that Stephen May will be staying at the Gold Coast.
There you go. You heard it here. And the ICC ratings, Brad, something's changed there?
Tell me this. Tell me this, Jenna. How does this work out? This comes under capital WTF. Steve Smith has not had an innings since March, since the ball tampering incident, and the ICC release today, their ratings, and he's the number one batsman in the world. It's incredible. Poor old Virat Kohli has been playing in England. He scored a couple of tons recently, but didn't do too well in the last game. He slipped down to number two. Go figure.
That's remarkable, isn't it? I wonder what fans think of that. In fact, I wonder what our listeners think of that on 922-11-882. Steve Smith, the best batsman in the world. Is that right?
He's the number one ranked batsman in the ICC rankings in the world right now. Has not batted since March.
Brad Hardy, we appreciate your update, your sense of humour, mate, and we'll check in again tomorrow. Brad Hardy there is... Sorry, Brad, you go.
Just on a lighter note, mate, we lost another WWE champion today. Jim the Anvil Neidhart. You'd remember him, wouldn't you? 63 years, right? Form part of the Hart Foundation. Come on, Jenna. Get up with the speed.
Little bit before my time. I'm a WWE fan. I was growing up, but I grew up a little bit later than you.
You know, the women's champion, Natalia, it was her father.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, and he's passed away. A sad day for them then.
You do a bit of study tomorrow.
I'm looking at a picture right now, the pink leotard.
That's exactly right, mate. And he had the goatee. That was the trademark goatee. And then him and Bret Hart, Van Hart. Yeah. Oh, the Hart Foundation, mate. Fantastic.
There you go. And it's a delicious-looking goatee. Anyone who wants to educate me on WWE, feel free to give us a bell. 922-11882 is the talkback number. Thank you, Brad.
See you, Jeff.